Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Eighth Habit, From Effectiveness to Greatness by Stephen R. Covey. This insightful work serves as a sequel to Covey's groundbreaking book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. In The Eighth Habit, Covey unveils the challenges many face in feeling motivated and passionate, especially within their professional lives, and offers guidance on transcending mere effectiveness to achieve true greatness. Covey introduces the concept of finding your unique voice and inspiring others to find theirs. This process is vital for anyone seeking to lead a fulfilling and impactful life. Whether you are a business leader, someone feeling lost or unfulfilled, or simply striving to perform your work with joy and efficiency, this book provides practical advice and deep insights that can transform your approach to life and work. About the author. Stephen R. Covey was a celebrated leadership authority, organizational expert, and co-founder of Franklin Covey Co. Recognized by Time as one of the 25 most influential Americans, Covey's legacy includes multiple honorary doctorates and significant contributions to the field of management and personal development. His work has influenced millions worldwide, making him a trusted voice in achieving professional and personal efficacy. Join us as we explore how The Eighth Habit can help you discover and use your voice to foster excellence in yourself and others. The Eighth Habit, From Effectiveness to Greatness. Introduction: Finding Your Voice. The Path to Personal and Professional Liberation. Imagine standing at the crossroads of your career, a place where your personal contributions, passions, and capabilities intersect. Do you feel fully empowered to voice your true self? In the world of work, discovering and nurturing your own voice is quintessential, not only for personal satisfaction, but also for profound leadership. The Eighth Habit serves as a compass for this journey, guiding you through the process of finding your unique voice. This principle isn't just about climbing the career ladder. It's about achieving a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment in what you do. Furthermore, the author doesn't stop at personal mastery. He extends his guidance to empowering others, advocating for a culture where everyone is encouraged to find and express their voices. In this exploration, you will uncover the development of four key intelligences that are vital for personal and interpersonal effectiveness, the profound role that freedom of choice plays in realizing your true potential, strategies for cultivating a foundation of mutual trust, critical for any successful relationship and organization. Navigating through the Eighth Habit, you'll be equipped not just to find your voice, but to use it in a manner that inspires and elevates those around you. This is about transforming good managers into great leaders, and turning static work environments into thriving, dynamic spaces of growth. Part 1. Embracing Greatness in the Era of Information and Knowledge. Do you ever question the impact of your work or feel like a small cog in a vast machine? You're not alone. This sense of ineffectiveness is common in today's rapidly evolving landscape, where many traditional organizational models are struggling to keep pace. We have transitioned from the industrial age to what's now known as the information knowledge worker age. Unlike in the past, today's era demands a new approach to work and management, one where old-fashioned top-down hierarchies falter in the face of necessary innovation and individual contribution. The difference between today's workers and those of the previous era can be striking. For instance, in the IT industry, a top-tier programmer might be up to 1,000 times more productive than their average peers, an unimaginable disparity in the rigid production lines of the industrial age. This drastic shift underscores why stifling, authoritative control tactics are no longer viable if we aim to harness the full potential of modern workers. It's time to dismantle these outdated hierarchies to foster environments that support exceptional levels of quality and innovation expected in today's markets. Central to thriving in this new age is the cultivation of the Eighth Habit, finding one's voice. This means fostering a workplace culture where every individual feels valued, can make autonomous decisions, and use their creative energies meaningfully. When employees discover their voices, they not only achieve personal greatness, but also inspire greatness in others. Elevating workplace dynamics starts with respect, respect that empowers individuals to bring their whole selves to work, leveraging their unique strengths and passions daily. This is the foundation upon which the eighth habit is built, transforming ordinary jobs into platforms for profound personal and professional fulfillment. Part 2. Unlock your potential with the gifts you were born with. Have you ever considered that your most fundamental gift might be your ability to choose? From the moment we enter the world, each of us is equipped with this powerful freedom, along with various forms of intelligence. These innate gifts are the keys to discovering and harnessing your unique voice. The freedom to choose is immensely powerful. Despite not always having control over the events that unfold around us, we maintain the privilege to decide how we respond. This liberty, when leveraged judiciously, can expand your vistas and empower you to take charge of your circumstances. For instance, consider a workplace scenario where you feel undervalued or mistreated. Remember, you possess the freedom to address these issues proactively. A straightforward conversation with your supervisor could be the first step towards changing your work environment. This choice to act rather than to endure silently can be transformative. Turning to our inborn intelligences, there are four distinct types that, when developed, can lead you to uncover and utilize your strengths. Physical intelligence governs automatic bodily functions that operate independently of our conscious thoughts, like breathing and heartbeat. Mental intelligence encompasses our cognitive abilities, enabling us to think, reason, and analyze abstractly. Emotional intelligence allows us to understand and manage our emotions and the emotions of others, facilitating effective and empathetic communication. Spiritual intelligence, often overlooked, is the foundation of our values and the essence of our moral compass. It urges us to find deeper meaning and purpose in life. By cultivating these four types of intelligence, you not only recognize, but also amplify your intrinsic strengths. This process of exploration and enhancement is what leads you to truly find your voice, a voice that is authentically yours, rooted in your deepest values and capabilities. Part 3. Leadership Redefined. Inspiring others to find their unique strengths. Consider the landscape of leadership within your organization. Do the leaders around you, perhaps including yourself, truly inspire their teams? Effective leadership transcends mere management. It involves guiding others to discover and leverage their own potential. The hallmark of exceptional leadership lies not just in commanding, but in the ability to fulfill four crucial roles. These roles pivot from traditional management to a more inspiring, participative, and empowering model of leadership. Firstly, crafting a clear vision and strategy is imperative. This offers a roadmap, guiding employees toward shared goals. Secondly, leaders must lead by example, demonstrating commitment and discipline in implementing their ideas. This sets a powerful precedent for the team. Thirdly, enthusiasm and passion are infectious. A good leader uses these to fuel a vibrant organizational culture, aligning the team not just with goals, but with an energetic pursuit of these goals. Lastly, effective leaders maintain the structural integrity of their organizations through adept management of processes and frameworks. However, mastering these roles is just the beginning. To elevate from good to great, leaders must also harness their four core intelligences, much like an individual striving for personal excellence. Consider these intelligences as the foundational pillars of the organizational body. Just as a human body cannot function optimally if one part is neglected, an organization suffers without the holistic integration of all four intelligences. Neglecting, for example, the spiritual intelligence can lead to a deficit in shared values or organizational culture. This oversight can cascade into deeper issues like mistrust or isolation among employees, undermining the collective spirit essential for success. Thus, true leadership is not just about leading effectively, It's about inspiring each individual within the organization to find their voice and thrive, thereby enhancing the collective strength and harmony of the whole. Part 4. Transform passive waiting into proactive action. Do you often catch yourself thinking, "Things will surely improve, I just need to wait it out"? If yes, you are not alone. Many fall into the trap of passive waiting, hoping for external circumstances to change on their own. But the reality is, significant change rarely occurs without proactive effort, especially when you possess the profound power of choice. Transforming your approach from a passive wait and see to an active take action can significantly impact your professional life and personal satisfaction. Consider the scenario where you are unhappy at work due to a micromanaging boss who dismisses your ideas. The easy route might be to endure the dissatisfaction silently from Monday to Friday, considering quitting but feeling trapped by financial constraints. Yet, there's a more empowering approach. Recognize that you are not a victim of your circumstances. More often than not, you can make a change. It starts with assuming responsibility and taking initiative. Realize that while you may not hold formal authority, you possess the personal power to influence your work life positively. Implementing this mindset shift involves using your voice assertively and wisely. Even if your boss holds the positional power, you have the capacity to make significant contributions to your role. Of course, there will be situations completely beyond your control, such as decisions about new hires that may not align with your preferences. In such instances, while you cannot change the decision, you can choose your reaction to it. This decision of attitude can prevent unnecessary stress and negativity. And when there's a change within your power and scope, seize the opportunity to make it. Whether it's addressing a process inefficiency or advocating for a more inclusive team meeting, taking action not only changes your situation, but also reinforces your role as an active participant in your professional journey. Part 5. Building trust, the cornerstone of meaningful relationships. Trust is a fundamental element of both personal and professional success. You might have immense talent and drive, but without cultivating trust, the road to success can be steep and treacherous. So how do you build trust that lasts, both in your personal life and in the workplace? It starts with integrity, ensuring that your actions consistently reflect your words. Here's a practical guide to foster trust effectively. 1. Keep your promises. Always think twice before making a commitment. If you aren't certain you can deliver, it's better to be honest up front rather than making a promise you can't keep. Reliability in keeping your promises is one of the fastest ways to build trust and one of the quickest to destroy it when not followed. 2. Be kind and respectful. Small gestures of kindness go a long way. Frequent uses of please, thank you, and can I help significantly elevate how others perceive and trust you. Additionally, resist the urge to gossip. Speak of others as if they were present, using respectful and thoughtful language, regardless of your personal feelings. 3. Apologize when necessary. Nobody is perfect, and mistakes are part of human nature. The ability to apologize sincerely when errors occur can repair and even strengthen trust. An authentic apology shows humility and respect for the feelings of others, key traits of a trustworthy individual. Moreover, trust isn't just about how others see you, it's also about how you see others. When you choose to trust others, you acknowledge their worth and potential. This act of faith can empower them to see and cultivate their own strengths. In essence, trusting someone can be a profound way to help them find their voice and place in the world. Keep in mind that building trust is not instantaneous, but a gradual process that flourishes with consistent effort. By making these practices habitual, you set a strong foundation for lasting, trustworthy relationships in all facets of your life. Part 6. Mastering compromise in conflict resolution. Reflect on the last conflict you tried to resolve. What approach did you take? Did you find yourself speaking over the other person, or did you strive to understand their perspective first? Achieving resolution in conflicts isn't always straightforward, but the most effective strategy starts with genuine listening. Many of us believe we're adept listeners simply because we listen regularly, Yet, there's a significant difference between passive hearing and active, empathetic listening. Consider an instance where you and a colleague are debating over a project's logo design. To truly listen, step into your colleague's shoes. Attempt to view the situation from their perspective. Understand the rationale behind their views and the emotions tied to them. It's also important to recognize that our individual semantics can lead to misunderstandings. Each person has a unique way of expressing themselves, and words can have differing meanings to different people. By understanding the specific language nuances your colleague uses, you can bridge the gap between mere words and their intended meanings. After fully grasping your colleague's standpoint, articulate your own perspective. This is the point where you can begin to search for a third alternative, a solution that might suit both parties better than the original proposals. Finding such a solution often arises naturally after both sides feel understood. Initially, the conflict might have stemmed purely from misunderstandings rather than actual disagreements. However, there are times when a compromise is necessary. Compromise in this context should not be viewed as a loss for either party, but as an opportunity for mutual understanding and creativity. By embracing open-mindedness and discussion, the resulting compromise can often turn out to be the most suitable resolution, satisfying all involved parties more than any original individual proposal could. Part 7. Creating alignment with core values in your organization. Does every employee in your company understand and align with its core values? As a leader, if you're unsure about this, there might be underlying issues affecting the stability of your organization. Having a clearly defined set of core values is crucial. It acts as the foundation upon which the business stands. Without this, employees may find themselves on shaky ground. Consider a scenario where the CEO emphasizes cooperation as a central value of the company. Perhaps there have been trainings designed to enhance team collaboration. Yet despite these efforts, you notice a lack of genuine teamwork. On investigating, you might uncover competing values at play. For instance, a reward system that inadvertently promotes individual achievement over collective success. This clash of values can create confusion and misalignment among the staff, with some employees gravitating towards teamwork for greater efficacy and satisfaction, while others push for competitive edges to garner personal rewards. To address these discrepancies as a leader, it is imperative to engage actively in feedback mechanisms that reinforce the company's values. This doesn't mean tracking every step to point out faults, but rather guiding your employees back to the core values when they stray. Constructive feedback can help realign their efforts with the organization's goals. One practical approach is to institute regular team meetings. These sessions can serve multiple purposes. They provide a platform to acknowledge team achievements, discuss areas for improvement, and encourage mutual feedback. Such meetings not only enhance transparency, but also foster a shared understanding of how each team member's contributions align with the broader organizational values. By integrating continuous feedback and open communication into the organizational culture, you can ensure that the core values are not just understood, but are actively reflected in every employee's daily actions and decisions. Part 8. Encouraging autonomy to unleash employee potential. In many organizations, leaders tend to shoulder the majority of planning and evaluation responsibilities. While this centralized control might seem efficient, it often stifles employee motivation and creativity, ultimately hindering both individual and organizational growth. The lack of passion and engagement among employees can often be traced back to their limited freedom and responsibility within the workplace. By habit, managers might take on all the planning and assessing tasks, reducing their team members to mere executors who are told what to do and how to do it. This not only demotivates staff, but also impedes the potential for excellent results. However, when employees are given a share of responsibility and control, their motivation and engagement can soar. This empowerment allows their talents to flourish and helps them to find their voices. Trusting employees by delegating substantial responsibilities can transform their role from passive participants into active contributors in the organization. Take, for a practical example, a cleaning company with disengaged staff, tasked with routine cleaning of a large building. To infuse motivation and a sense of ownership, management could enable the cleaners to make key decisions about their work processes. For instance, they might choose what cleaning products or equipment to use and assess which are most effective based on their direct experiences. Adopting a more hands-off leadership approach might initially be counterintuitive for many leaders accustomed to traditional models of power. Nevertheless, relinquishing control can lead to higher quality output and a more fulfilled workforce. By empowering employees and encouraging them to utilize their insights and preferences, leaders not only enhance operational efficacy, but also foster a more dynamic and innovative organizational culture. This empowerment not only benefits the morale of the employees, but also enhances the overall productivity and success of the company. By trusting and supporting employees to make decisions and evaluate their outcomes, leaders can cultivate a workforce that is both motivated and capable of finding their own voices. Final summary. The central theme of this book revolves around the profound importance of discovering your unique voice and empowering others to do the same. This concept is especially crucial in the context of leadership within businesses. For leaders aiming to create a vibrant, thriving work environment, the key lies in fostering an atmosphere of trust and open communication. By doing so, leaders not only enhance individual employee satisfaction, but also boost the overall productivity and innovation of the company. Additionally, by stepping back and allowing employees more control and responsibility, leaders can unlock the full potential of their teams. This empowerment leads to increased engagement, creativity, and a stronger sense of ownership among team members. In essence, whether it's within a corporate setting or personal life, finding your voice and helping others find theirs is indispensable for sustained success and fulfillment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.